Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Joining us now on the Mason Crosby Show, our good friend, Basement Brood, Mikey Henninger, fantasy football guru extraordinaire. What's up, Mikey?
Gentlemen, what's going on, guys? I feel like I'm coming out of like hibernation. You know what I mean? It feels good to be back. It's been a while.
It has been a while. It's good to see you, Mikey. We already got a question in the YouTube chat. And yeah, we're going to be running it down. I can't believe it's that time of year, right? So, let's answer Brett's question right off. Like in a 12-team full point PPR, what's a good round to draft Marshawn Lloyd? Thunder said he already drafted him.
Yeah, and why did Thunder take him too early?
There it is.
I actually missed it, Thunder. What round did you say you took him?
You know what? From your mouth to God's ears, I have no idea. I'll figure it out. I'll look it up.
I'll tell you what, guys. Being a Packer fan and fantasy analyst living in Wisconsin, you probably won't be surprised to hear this isn't the first time I've gotten this question in the last couple days.
I'm sure.
Listen, here's what I'll tell you guys. I currently have Marshawn Lloyd bumped all the way up to 85th overall in my PPR ranking. So to answer Brett's question here on the stream, he asked 12-team full point PPR. What's a good round for Lloyd? I have him 85th overall. That puts him right around the eighth round, I would say, is a good spot for Marshawn Lloyd. But listen, there's still a lot of risk there. Like, we really don't know what's going to happen with Josh Jacobs. They went and got Caleb Johnson, who I actually really liked coming out of college, by the way, just a great pure runner. Mm-hmm. And Marshawn Lloyd himself is obviously a huge unproven. We're in year three, and we've seen only a handful of touches out of him. So I think he's worth the risk in the eighth round. But if you're taking him expecting him to be your like surefire RB1 or something like that, you're going a little bit too far there.
So we could live in a world this year where Caleb Johnson becomes that running back that comes out of nowhere and gets on the right team in the right situation, and all of a sudden he's scoring the touchdowns that Josh Jacobs usually gets, and he's doing the stuff. Like, I like that. All right, I'll take a flyer on Caleb Johnson.
I took Marshawn Lloyd 79th.
Okay.
All right, so you're slightly ahead of my 85th. I'm fine. 79's fine.
Go ahead. I was going to say, I think Caleb Johnson could end up being like the running guy, and Marshawn Lloyd ends up being like the pass catching guy. But I think he could go like 4 for 40 every game. with a touchdown every other game.
I loved Caleb Johnson coming out of school. And then he had that one weird botched fumble with the Steelers, and you just never saw him again.
No, they benched him. And Tomlin basically. Well,
it sounds like coming out of Pittsburgh, though, that's like what Tomlin did, right? He was just like, you make mistakes on offense.
Yep.
Like, we're going to win games on defense. Just don't do anything crazy on offense, and we're going to try to keep these things close, right? It's interesting, all those storylines coming out of Pittsburgh. But I digress. Let's talk about this Packers team, because I just want you to tell everybody, like, what Packers you think that they should draft and where some of these guys should be picked up. Are there any that are kind of high on your list? Yeah. Who's in the top 20 that somebody should pick up?
So you know what's kind of crazy about this season, and I'm trying to remember if there's ever been a time where I've seen this, but there are four different Packers pass catchers that come off of fantasy football draft boards before our quarterback does.
Yes.
We're seeing Christian Watson, yep, Jaden Reed, Matthew Golden, and Tucker Kraft. All four of those guys. Football, it's one, maybe two guys that go before the quarterback. This year, Jordan Love, you guys, is wildly undervalued fantasy football.
I got him so late. Nice. I'm so happy.
Smart.
People are drafting him as like a QB2, and this is a guy who could be in the MVP conversation if things break huge late round quarterback. Now, the flip side of that, though, guys, is that the pass catching situation can be very, very frustrating this year from a fantasy football situation. Like, I love Jordan Love, but the individual pass catchers are very, very problematic. I'll tell you guys this. I'm far from a beat reporter, but I did go to training camp like 2 weeks ago. And
That counts.
I kind of looked like a nerd. I was charting every single target, every single pass attempt, and it was about as spread out as you can possibly imagine. Matthew Golden was plenty involved. Jaden Reed was plenty involved. Tucker Kraft looked awesome, by the way. Absolutely awesome.
We've heard. No surprise
beautiful,
there.
He made a beautiful one-handed touchdown grab in traffic. The crowd went crazy. It was awesome. But I'll tell you what, man, Christian Watson actually wasn't all that involved. Now, teeny tiny sample size. I was at one training camp. So don't put any stock into that. But I'll tell you guys, I'm in on Jordan Love at his current cost, but everybody else is kind of like Matthew Golden comes at a really nice price in the 9th or 10th round. Jaden Reed has fallen a little bit into the 8th, but Christian Watson in the 5th, 6th round gives me a little bit of pause. I think he could be frustrating for fantasy managers where he's going to have those 30-point games, but he's going to mix in a couple, 5-6-point games too. It's like you have to accept the boom or bust that's going to come with Christian Watson, and that's okay if you can stomach it, for sure.
It's kind of like a yo-yo system, right, where it's just like, all right, if Christian Watson has a big game, that's because they're trying to take away maybe what Jaden Reed and Matthew Golden did in the previous game, and it's just kind of let's just take what they give us and go. Having those three weapons as a team, that's really good. And we talked about this a lot last year, right? It's like team-wise, it's really solid. You want to spread it out and do all that. But for fantasy, it's not an ideal situation. But you were going to mention Tucker Kraft. That was going to be my next point. So where should we be picking Tucker Kraft up?
So I think a lot of people are a little bit too low on Tucker Kraft this year. They're scared of him coming off the injury, which makes a ton of sense. And I will say
And spreading the ball around.
And I will say, we're hearing all these rumblings of like him coming out on a snap count. And based on what I saw in training camp, that's exactly what happened. He was definitely rotating in and out. He probably only played 50% of the first team snaps with Jordan Love and company. But guys, as the season goes on, he's only going to get more and more and more involved. I think people are sleeping on Tucker Kraft. He's drafted way too low in fantasy football. And man, I'll tell you, he already looked awesome when I was there at training camp. So The one last thing I'll mention to you guys about Packers fantasy football players, I was impressed with not only what I saw from Matthew Golden, the player, but how they were using him in training camp. It wasn't just go balls and telling him to run a 9 and hoping he catches a long touchdown pass. He was doing a lot of run after catch stuff that we typically would see from like a Jaden Reed type. So it seems like everybody's going to be involved in a lot of different ways. It's going to be really exciting as a Packer fan, but probably pretty frustrating as a fantasy football analyst if you're investing in Packers pass catchers.
I love it. So let's just talk about the defensive side of the ball and the special teams. Preseason best like graded special teams unit in the league through preseason. So is this defense special teams worth starting week one if you can pick them up?
Well, I'm not the right guy to ask that one, Mason, because I'm definitely the type of guy who tells you not to even draft a defense or a kicker. No offense. No offense.
You just pick them up late. Talking...
Wow.
Oh, lost you for a sec, Mikey. Just one sec. I don't know what happened.
Oh, you know what? We are having an issue. Hold on. Let me give
me. Did you lose me?
Now
you're back. Yeah, that was me.
I was trying to lip read, but I'm not great at that. So if you were watching on YouTube or any of the streaming stuff, you were seeing Mikey talk. I don't know if you were hearing him, but he was off the air for a moment. All right, Mikey, we were talking about defense special teams and how you hate kickers. You hate defense.
There's two kickers I love, Mason Crosby and Trey Smack. That's it. But
okay,
anyway.
All right. You're fine.
I did take Brandon Aubrey last night.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt-lined drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $250 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
I can't blame you there. So I do tell people, though, if they can stomach it, I actually recommend not even drafting a kicker or defense. Instead, use that roster spot on somebody you can stash on IR, pick up some extra running backs, and then just right before the games kick off on Sunday, drop your two worst players and pick up a streaming defense, a streaming kicker based on matchup. So, for example, week 1, I'm hammering the Jaguars defense because they're going up against the Browns, and there's going to be a lot of defensive fantasy points to be had there.
What do you mean? You know, Browns aren't going to light up the scoreboard and just dominate this year? What's going on?
Anything can happen, but I'm not expecting much there.
Anti-Browns every week.
Why am I always against the Browns? Like, I have a weird, like, disdain for the Browns.
As you should. No, it's not weird. You should. So, Mikey, is it obvious that it's Gibbs and Bijan and Jamar Chase and JSN? Is Puka in the discussion? Like, he might be looking at a suspension. I don't know what would, you know, or what, or injury. Like, what is it? Is it obviously Gibbs and Bijan?
Yeah. What? So funny you say that. Somebody in my Discord community, shout out to JS. I'm looking at it right now. He just asked, is it crazy to go with JSN over Puka? Look, I don't think it's crazy by any means. I have both those guys in the same tier. If you want to go the safe route with JSN, I can totally get that. But I will say I do still have Puka at number four after Jamar Chase. But yeah, it's Jahmyr Gibbs, Bijan Robinson, Jamar Chase, Puka Nacua. You could make a case for any of those guys, but man, Jahmyr Gibbs, like, he's just in the most prime optimal position to smash as the 1.01. Totally fine with Puka Nacua at 4, 5, 6. I can understand you taking somebody else over him, but I'm going with Puka at 4.
Okay. Tommy from Bayview in the YouTube channel says, I'm picking at 11. Should I grab Josh Allen with my second round pick or pray he's there in the very late third round?
I am highly going to suggest skipping Josh Allen in the second round. I know he scores a ton of fantasy points.
Yep.
But the opportunity cost of taking a quarterback in the second round when you could be stocking up on another running back or another wide receiver or one of each, depending on what you took in the first round, that is going to come back to bite you in the later rounds. I mean, this year more than ever, guys, you can get, I know we don't want to talk about Bears here, but you can get Caleb Williams in like the 6th, 7th round. Yeah. You can get Jalen Hurts.
You said it.
You can get Jalen Hurts later in the 7th round. You can get Patrick Mahomes in like the 10th round of fantasy leagues this year.
Yeah.
Jordan Love, 10th, 11th round. So it's, yeah. I mean, there's so much value in the later rounds. I'm skipping Josh Allen instead. I'm going to go ahead and take, if you're at 11, you can turn around and grab Saquon Barkley with Justin Jefferson or Saquon Barkley with CeeDee Lamb, something like that, and then grab a good quarterback later.
We got Mikey Henninger of Basement Brood Fantasy, at Basement Brood Sports. We're just talking all things fantasy. I'm so curious about that because I feel like early days of fantasy, it was obviously quarterback-led, right? It's like, get your quarterback locked in, and then you start dabbling at the other spots. But now it's just
and then it was
get
all,
your core position.
Then it was all
filled.
Running backs. Then it was like, take running backs in the first 3 rounds. And now, like, wide receivers have entered the conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, we could get really deep into game theory here, guys, but I'll tell you this. When I'm with league
You're
mates that
nerd,
are drafting
Mikey.
Quarterbacks early, I thank my lucky stars because they are donating money when they are drafting quarterbacks early. I'm okay with running backs early, too, but though I will tell you the key ingredient to dominating a fantasy football league, if you're playing in a typical league where you can do standard like waiver wire throughout the course of the year, if you can hammer wide receiver and be okay with where you're at with QB and tight end, you can replace running backs all season long on the waiver wire. Think of it this way, guys. If Jamar Chase gets hurt, does Andre Iosivash, who's the Bengals wide receiver 3, does he immediately step in? Does he immediately step in as a fantasy wide receiver 2? Of course not. Not at all. But if Chase Brown, their running back, gets hurt, Samaje Perine is an instant RB2 in fantasy football. We're seeing it right now with Green Bay. Josh Jacobs is out. Now all of a sudden Marshawn Lloyd, who has barely any NFL experience at all, is an instant RB2 in fantasy football. You can replace running backs all week, all season long in fantasy football. Wide receivers are very, very difficult to replace when you lose them. So that's why you see a lot of people who hammer wide receiver early, because they know they can make up for it on the back end with running backs. And quarterbacks, man, if you're in a one quarterback league, that pool is so deep. I think Justin Herbert's got a good shot of winning MVP this year. You can get him in the 8th or 9th round of fantasy.
Stop
leagues.
It's it, crazy. Mikey.
Well, yeah, this is a no Herbert zone on the Mason Crosby show.
Whoa, why is that?
I like Justin Herbert. Like, I've gotten, like, I like him as a dude. I like what he's about. But as far as like
he's
underachieving
done nothing to prove anything.
I'm not sold yet.
It's a bum.
All right. Whoever does the editing at the station, I want you to screenshot this moment right here. Because
okay. All right.
You give Mike here, McDaniel.
I'll take a picture.
You give him Justin Herbert, Omarion Hampton, Ladd McConkey, Quentin Johnston, Aronde Ganson, Trey Harris, Keaton Mitchell.
He's got some Chargers, a problem this year. He's got some good skills around him. I'll give you that.
All right.
Jeff asked a really good question, I think, on YouTube that's, you know, goes back to game theory and about you know, what we're doing here. What's your opinion of when the draft should be? Since we had mine the first weekend of August, and I thought that was way too early. Jeez. Well, but also the fact that things have changed, and we talked about this yesterday, Mason, how cutdown day used to be Saturday, and then you would play the next Sunday. You'd play 8 days later. That Thursday night would be 5 days later.
You had to jam the draft in there, in between
now you've got 2 weeks. in between cut down day and when that first Sunday is, at least. When, what is the optimal time for a draft? Like, I had one last night, but I've got one next Tuesday. Like the night, the day before opening night, which is Wednesday night this year.
Oh, yeah. Weird.
It's going to be an unpopular opinion, but hear me out. If you want to win and dominate as early as possible, because you can take advantage of the stuff that people don't see coming when they have more time to prepare. So if, I don't know if you guys are familiar with best ball drafts. It's kind of like a mock draft.
Best ball.
I love best ball. I hammer more best ball in February, March, and April than I do in July, June, and August. And I'm not kidding, because people are, they feel so uncertain with free agency and the draft and all of that, that so much value slips on the draft board. So I don't expect people that are listening to like dive into that. I'm just saying I am a proponent of drafting as early as possible, because I know I'll be able to stay ahead of most of my league mates when it comes to where they are undervaluing certain players. Wait, now, that being said, I understand that most people that are in one to two leagues, this weekend that's coming up is by far the most popular draft weekend of the entire year. Always the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right before kickoff. That and I totally get that, right?
You're like those guys, those people that only do one or two leagues. Right. Instead of,
I do 27.
A million leagues.
Right. I'm a freak of nature when it comes to, like, I'm a huge nerd when it comes to fantasy football. I get that. But I'm saying, if you're just like, all right, I'm just with my buddies hanging out, this weekend is the best possible time to do it. And then, guys, if you do it on Sunday, most people have Monday off because of Labor Day. It's a great, it's like a great weekend for fantasy football drafts.
All right. Sponsored by Mikey Hinniger. Draft on Sunday. Let's do it.
Mikey, where can people find your stuff? Sip your water or whatever you got going on. Yeah. I don't judge. It's little brown liquor on a Tuesday afternoon is all good.
Pure vodka. It's just all vodka for sure. Nice. Yeah, I'm over on Twitter at BBFF Mikey. But honestly, if I don't know if people hang out on LinkedIn anymore, but that's where I post the majority of my content. It's over on LinkedIn of all places.
I love that. Yep. I love that. That's where you're coming back strong. The professionals.
Yep. Nice. Yep. Otherwise, basementbroodff.com. That's the website.
Basementbroodff.com. I know you can get your stuff for free if you sign up for Underdog, right?
Yeah. So I'm actually hooking folks up with a all-inclusive membership this year, 2020. Every single thing. All you got to do is join Underdog with code BBSMikey, and you're hooked up. And if you already have Underdog, just message me. We can do better, Novig drafters. We can do all kinds of different stuff. But yeah, free membership this year.
Love it. Jeez. That's awesome.
Heck yeah, Mikey.
Well, Mikey, we'll have to have you on again. I know you're getting into the dailies as well. You're playing some baseball. So as we get closer to the playoffs, we'll talk to you about that. We'll have you on soon, and we'll break down all of our drafts, and you'll get us on that week one waiver wire, like what we got to start doing then. We'll have you on in a week or two, and we'll break that all down.
Sounds good, man. Text me on the break. I got 5 baseball picks for you when you're ready for it.
Oh, okay. Nice. We might have some baseball picks in the 1 o'clock hour for everybody. Thank you, Mikey.
Yeah, you got it.
You want a career that pays? How about $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including healthcare, retirement, and getting paid while learning? That's what the Union Building Trades offer. St. Louis is booming with projects, and contractors need the next generation of skilled workers right now. Skip the dead-end jobs. Skip the mountain of student debt. Learn a trade. Earn a paycheck. Build something that matters. Visit mounioncareers.com and start building your future today.
People say "I got you" all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We share health. We got you.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, The clipboard's piled up and the spreadsheet's multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.